There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Friday. Glad to have y'all along. Another couple hours of live local talk. You know how we do it, and it's easy to be part of the show. The phone number and the text line are the same. I made it easy 15 years ago. It's 343-0106, 343-0106. So whether you're calling this show or any of the weekday shows, you want to chime in on the shows on Saturday, live shows on Sundays, whatever, same phone number, same text line, 343-0106. And if you have that FM Talk 106.5 app, which I hope you do, if not, it's free. Go grab it wherever you get your apps. Just look for FMTALK 1065. You'll see our logo. That's the app. Download it. It's free. You can, of course, stream the station, but get access to our podcast when they first post, our show schedules, our social media feeds with breaking news, traffic maps, weather information, all that on there. Plus, there's a microphone icon on the front page. If you'll press that, lets you record a message, and it emails it right here to the show, and we can play it back there on the air. So check that out. So several ways to get in touch with the show on this Friday and anytime. All right, I mentioned at the end of Jeff's show, our next guest, and it was earlier in the week, I started thinking when I looked through the vote from the House on HB 151 and 152, which is the constitutional amendment and the supporting gambling legislation. You know, I know they talk in HB 1s and 2s, but we'll just say the constitutional amendment on gambling and the supporting legislation. I was looking through the people in the House that voted no on this, and I saw the name here and a person I'd listened to on the station when she's on with Jeff, and you know we've discussed with other folks on here some legislation she's brought this year. So it's good to invite on, and she said yes. State House District Number 94, Representative Jennifer Fidler, joining us now on Midday Mobile. Thanks for coming on.
Hi, thank you. Thank you, Sean.
I got to ask you before we get into politics and all that, I was thinking about it, just watching what they're doing by my house. Are y'all got peanuts in yet? Are y'all putting them in this week?
Okay, so our peanuts, you know, the farm has been, I'm not sure if we have gotten any peanuts in or not, quite truthfully, because you know where I've been.
You've been in Montgomery, right. Yeah, just wondered, you know, it's you know, I just know it's peanut planting time, and, you know, so y'all got to get them in so we can get them this fall, okay? Just let pass that word along to the farm. Say that Sullivan guy says, y'all hurry up and get them in.
Well, I'll, my brother and dad, they have been baling hay and cutting hay and that sort of thing, so I know they haven't did it, like, week before last. They're probably getting some things prepared, but they haven't gotten any, like, the week before last, but this past week, not sure.
Okay. Well, it's because you're off doing this thing where you represent constituents in District 94. I think it's okay. I think it's a fair trade. And speaking of that, Representative, looking at the vote from the House, you know, the first time the gambling legislation came up, it was, gosh, early on. What was that, like the first week of session? First or second week when it first hit the House?
Yeah, it was. It was early in session. It was a big topic that we were, as a whole, trying to get a handle on, process, look at, get our heads around, move fast so that we could move on to other legislation. So we did tackle some of those big items first.
Of course, that's what's interesting, right, that was this push, and the House really did move it quickly. But here we are in the last, what'd you say, y'all have three more days, and we're talking about it again here at the end.
We're at the 27th legislative day. We had that Thursday. So we do have three more legislative days. We have 30 legislative days and 105 calendar days. So we could actually stay in session, you know, quite a bit longer. But we hopefully will sine die sometime next week. The budgets have been passed. So that's what we have to get done constitutionally by the Alabama's constitution. So that's completed.
So that removes BIR, right? That's going to remove BIR now for these last.
That does. It does remove the budget isolation resolution, the BIR, when those budgets get passed. And there is a conference on the Education Trust Fund. Representative Garrett came back to the floor with some things that the Senate wanted to change on the Education Trust Fund. We voted to lay that over so that he had time to look at that and then go into conference. We voted to have the conference committee look at that. And so they're able to meet on that conference committee, and then they'll come back next week and let us know how they decided, or, you know, which way they felt like is best. Our representative Rex Reynolds, the chairman of the Ways and Means, we passed the Ways and Means budget without much at all debate yesterday. So that was a shock to me, because we have so much money that's flowing through, but everybody, and including us, seems to be pretty happy with what, you know, that's allocated in the budget. So that passed with flying colors yesterday.
Yeah.
So we'll see how, make sure all that's kind of put away. Once we get sunny day, I think everybody will be breathing a sigh of relief on both of those items.
Yeah, and for people to know, so I mean, what, $9.3 billion for the ETF, $3.3 billion for the general fund. On the general fund, though, I don't know if anything's changed year to year, but I've been tracking this for a long time. I tell folks, about 90% of general fund budget is earmarked, right? It's not debated.
We do have a lot of earmarks on that, and I know, I guess one of the biggest revenue sources that we've seen in the last 2 years, which really stood out to me, was the amount of money coming in from interest, just money that we have in trust fund that we're gaining the interest. The money, just in sheer interest, has, in these last couple of years, has just, it's just so much more than what it was. It's put our budget, our revenue stream, and to, I believe he said 16.6% higher than we've had the year, you know, what it's normally our expenditures, which caused us to be able to have a supplemental budget. And that supplemental budget is what I think everybody is, you know, we have these little projects all across the state, and once they start getting funded, I think everybody starts getting happy, you know, happier with the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we had that supplemental budget. So we, right now, and that kind of goes back, and I know you mentioned that you might want to talk about the gambling issue.
Mm-hmm, I do.
That almost kind of goes back into where we are economically as a state. We are in the best financial shape that we have been in. They're just historical highs. The revenues are just historical highs. And part of that, of course, is the billions of dollars that have been inputted. Or just, there's so much input that we've had from, like, the American Rescue Plan Act money that came from the federal government, which has, of course, increased our national debt.
Mm-hmm.
But it's put that dollar moving, those revenue streams, into our communities, into the whole state, and just pumps that money in. We're just in record highs, and we experiencing in both budgets, you know, much higher streams than we're accustomed to. And we're still conservative. I mean, we're not budgeting over. Our expenditures are not but a few percentages over. I think we grew it by 6% this past year. And by constitution, we do have a limit on how much we can grow that budget, which keeps us in check with where we are nationally, you know, how the budget is growing just overall to make sure we're not getting too far out there so that we will continue to have those revenues to
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Support.
When do we, yeah, when, because I, there, I think it was maybe Bobby Singleton yesterday in the Senate saying something about, okay, but this, you know, the money's going to run out. You know, the ARPA money, when, you know, when does that income, we go through all of it and it's done and then, you know, are we left with, because it has been a big part of these increased budgets, but when does it come that that money's not coming in and we have to allocate from somewhere else?
Well, it's, I know it's coming to a close. I don't know. I can't tell you exactly when, but I mean, that's a big part of it. Once that, those funds kind of dry up, and that, those revenue sources have been able to fill some pots and some holes where we would normally have our regular budget filling that money, so that when you've got this federal dollars coming in and we're using those to have for those expenses, then you, your other expenses that you just have extra, this extra amount of revenue or extra amount of money there. So yeah, when that federal money dries up, that's when we're going to see the dip. That's when we're not going to be able to have these large supplemental budgets that we're experiencing right now. You know, we're in a spot that the states hadn't seen, you know, in a while. Last year it was a record. This year's another record, but it's lower than it was last year. But it's still, we couldn't pass on another cent reduction on our grocery tax, unfortunately. But we're still in a good spot financially.
Well, that's a, yeah, you and I are on the same page about the grocery tax. Can you hang on a second? We got to go to the news. We'll come right back.
Sure.
All right, coming right back, Representative Jennifer Fidler, she was a no vote on the gambling in the House. We're going to talk to her about that when we come back.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:20, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile on this Friday. Good to talk to State House Representative District 94, Jennifer Fidler, talking about several issues. I want to quickly get back to the gambling thing, because one of the no votes earlier this week for the House, it was you on that list, and I got to just ask you plainly, why are you a no vote on gambling as it was presented in the House?
I was a no vote, I guess, from the very get-go, and the reasons why, I've actually read the entire gambling bill, and we have changed the language from gaming to gambling. So it was gaming, and during the conference they changed it to gambling.
Well, I'm happy about that. Well, that's one win. Then it's not pro or anti. It's just that's, you know, gaming is what my kid's doing on the computer. Gambling's what we're talking about.
Interestingly, that was the exact reason why they decided to change that in conference. That gaming did remind you of kids' games, you know, just you're sitting in front of an electronic gaming, but it's actually gambling. And we would, Tuesday, the group came out of conference to remind everybody, we had the House voted for gaming at that time. The Senate had a lot of issues, changed it up a lot, and a conference committee was appointed. And so once you go into conference, there was three people from each of three from the House, three from the Senate. They sat, talked, met many hours, and decided on what they thought would pass on their side, and they came together. That comes back to us to decide on, to vote on as a House, and then it comes back to the Senate to decide on and vote on. So on Tuesday, we went into caucus. I interestingly did not even know why we were called into caucus, and explained they came out of conference, and we got the explanation of what changes there were to the gambling bill. Now that was one of the changes. Most of the Senate changes were going to stay with the Senate version. Most of those changes kind of stayed. We would not have a casino in Baldwin County, and that was going to be part of the constitutional amendment. And, you know, us Baldwin Countyans, most of us are good with that. We don't want to see a casino in Baldwin County. And so that, you know, I'm listening, you know, and I continued to listen the whole time, but I was one of those folks that read the entire bill and had questions about it. And one of the things, I guess, that really bothered me was the definition of the gaming, a gaming equipment. And it full-blown tells you that it is a programmed portion. You program in your chances of winning. This is not a random chance. The Gaming Commission, a now Gambling Commission, would program any of these machines to have their chance, the house odds, programmed into these machines. Now, if you're a gambler, because whenever I talk to the people that gamble, they said, well, yeah, that's how the house wins, you know, and it's all great. The people that don't gamble, that would be me and some of the other colleagues that didn't gamble, they said, well, what? It's not random? I mean, that's your response. You mean it's not random? No, it's not random. 22 to 20 of the machine going back to the house. And going back to, and this is how, of course,
and you cut
money.
You cut out a little bit there. You cut out a little bit when you said the percent. What was the number again? The numbers?
It's about 25%.
Okay.
28%. That's going to go back to the house and back to our revenue streams. And this is why you put these, you know, up. But when you start reading and understanding why we have these, the study on gaming that the governor did, I read through that. The highest percentage of gamblers are in the lower, they make less than $35,000 a year. That's where most of the people who gamble, that's how much money they make. If you make $80,000 and higher, that's a very low percentage of gambling. So this displaced revenue, and that's pretty much what it is. You're displacing the revenue from the lower socioeconomics to over here. And, you know, some people say, well, that's how we're going to get our money back from everybody that's on welfare. And, I mean, as harsh as that kind of sounds, that's valid. That's an idea out there.
Who gets hurt by that? You know, it's their families.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not the people at the doing the casino. It's the, you know, it's the families there. Yeah, I don't think that's a better way. I would rather y'all just, you know, have less money go to them in the first place, maybe to incentivize working versus having gambling as a plan to run it through a second. You know, and I'm not particularly against this, but it's silly to say do gambling so you can get the money back from people that got that. That seems like the wrong way to play that.
Well, it seems like it would be, but that's a response that I've heard. 5% of everybody who gambles become addicted. So we are purposely, as a state, putting our stamp on, hey, y'all, it's okay that we're taking 22 to 28%, you know, everything, dollars you're putting in here. And we know the lower socioeconomic are going to be playing all this. And we know 5% of you are going to become addicted. And to me, I don't like that. And that's why I was a no vote years ago. And after much study, I listened. And I listened to. I mean, I did. And I try to keep an open mind the whole time. I do think I probably could possibly vote for like a lottery that was a national lottery. Because I do feel like there's a lot of people who do want to have a lottery. But gaming and gambling, casinos, I'm not particularly for. And those are the reasons. It's kind of a fundamental. I just don't think that's going to make this state great. And right. If it was something, if there was a vote to make this state great, you know, I think that's what I'd be. But that, to me, is not the way to do it.
Before we run out of time, and I appreciate your take on that, I do want to quickly ask you about Living Shorelines, because every time I've heard you talk about this bill, I think it's a great thing. Can you do the one-minute explanation for people on this?
Yes, sir. It did pass out of the Senate. Thank you, Senator Elliott, for putting it in the Senate. It is a financial incentivizer basically cutting the permit fees in half for people who want to put in a living shoreline versus a bulkhead. That, you know, if they're land to own land along the water and they want to install some sort of way to prevent erosion, this natural living shorelines is just a technique to do it versus the bulkheads, which causes erosion on each side of anybody who puts in a bulkhead along the waterway. So it's a way to finance, just incentivization to put these in and cut those permit fees in. People who'd like to do it.
Yeah, so people that want to make it like it's like God made it, right? Natural, don't get penalized.
Natural living shorelines, grasses, yeah. Rock, you can use that. Just protecting the waterfront property. And it creates better habitat for fish and wildlife,
right.
Anything in the sea.
Yeah, you talk about y'all want to know where to go soft shelling and gig flounder. Go along a place that has living shoreline versus a bulkhead.
Yes, sir. And I want to say thank you again to Senator Elliott. He got it passed through the Senate today. Just super excited. It's named after Representative Faust because they worked for years on this bill. We got it passed this year.
Well, I'm glad you did. And good to have you on the show. And hopefully you'll come back and talk to me again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you to all the listeners.
There you go. There's State House Representative District 94, Jennifer Fidler. A no vote. She explained her reason for the no vote, and she's been consistent on that. So there you go. We'll come back and discuss with you another no vote, who looks like, I think, the ink is dry on this. The one vote that has so many chattering in Alabama on the Senate side on the gambling. That would be Senator Albritton, who was on with us about a month ago. He's going to join us again on Monday to talk about it. But we're coming right back. We'll get your voice on this turned up next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Y'all say hello to my buddy Ron at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, like when I do. Hi, Ron.
Hello, sir. Sean, how you doing?
Good, man. Let's get a checkup here at the end of the week. Precious metals prices. What's been happening this week?
Fell a little bit on the Fed announcement that they were basically going to start selling the bonds instead of holding the bonds, which decreases money supply, which can tend to raise interest rates, although it didn't immediately. So investors sold out, not sold out, but sold some of their hedge holdings. By investors, I mean like Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, you know, the big guys that have to automatically sell when things change like interest rates. So even though interest rates didn't fluctuate, it created a good buy time. Silver dropped down about 59 cents and gold dropped about $40. Gold's still above 2,300. Silver's still over $26 an ounce, so it's down a couple dollars from a few weeks ago, so a great time to add to your hedge right now.
Yeah, you know, and you talk about like intra-week and price changes, but if you pull back and do that, you know, like you do with, you can go online, if you're looking at the equity or you're looking at precious metals or even crypto, you can go, you know, day of, 5 day, 1 month, 6 month, 1 year. Go look at that for precious metals. I mean, where gold is now, where silver is now, compared to pull it back to 5 years.
Oh, yeah, it's up a lot. So, I mean, it's a great item to use for a hedge. And before I'm out of time, Sean, I want to mention we are open Saturday. We're going to be open the first Saturday of every month. So Star Wars Day tomorrow, the 4th of May, we will be open from 9 to 2. So business hours are a little shorter, but come by. And we have a lot of Saturday customers that requested we have at least one day a month. So it's going to be the first Saturday of every month.
Well, and it's well-timed because if people have forgotten, a week from Sunday is Mother's Day. So just saying.
Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah, so gift items are plenty in there. You know, Anna and I were talking the other day about, and you know, I've done this personally, given the gift of open-end knives to Mom now two different times, a gardening set and a kitchen set, and they've been well-received.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, when you and Anna got off the phone, we had three different customers within 15 minutes come in, heard you guys talking, and picked up some open L's, and two of them bought Mother's Day engravables, too. So advertising, it works, people.
It does indeed. How about this? If y'all want to go be like those folks and go see my buddy Ron, tell them how to find you.
We're located at 2204 Government Street in Midtown Mobile. They can find us on the web at mobilebaycoins.com or give us a call, 251-725-1590.
Thanks, Ron.
You're welcome, Sean.
All right, there he goes, Ron at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Yeah, you've stopped by there. Also, another friend of ours, Joey Mason, Mason Hills Farms. They got their grand opening going on today and tomorrow. So you can check out their Facebook page or website and get the specific address. I can't come up with off the top of my head. It's down at Henderson Camp Road, down in Grand Bay. I can tell you how to get there. Like, I can write it out. I'll have the actual address, but you can go find it yourself. And then, yeah, tomorrow's the May the 4th be with you day, right? It's a big weekend. Yeah, it's a big weekend. You got all that stuff going on. You got May the Star Wars Day tomorrow, Zach Bryan Day on Sunday. Well, some people call it Cinco de Mayo. Fans of Zach Bryan call it 5th of May Day. That's all going on this weekend, so get out and enjoy. All right, to the text line without pause here. Let's go first. Let's see. Let's see. Okay, go back some here. Okay, there we go. Gamecock Girl. My Gamecock Girl says, I guess this was directed towards a representative, so you're our mama instead of our representative. Well, that's the, you know, that's the, you elect representatives you best believe carry what you want. You know, it's not a straight democracy, it's a representative republic. So you, right, elect the person you believe that most carries your ideas, and then you see if they do. That's how, that system works. Let's see here. Buddy says that's not her choice. I guess talking about, well, it is. I mean, you could not like it, but it is when you elect somebody. It is their choice to vote one way or another. And then if you don't like the way they vote, then you go after it in the next election. Let's see. Backstrap Stacker says, what does Representative Fiddler consider a bill that will make this state great? I've never heard her answer that question. I got some ideas. They wouldn't like them very much, I guess, in Montgomery, but I got some ideas. Let's see. Billy, let the Alabamians have the choice to vote on gambling, not the government. Well, yeah, but you have to get you have to have an amendment to the Constitution before any of this is in play. So that HB 151, right, that has to happen. You have to amend the Constitution of Alabama to then say, okay, now you can gamble. Then I think that the devil is in the details, right? And that's HB. The details are HB 152. I tell you one thing that stood out to me was the argument being made. And these are, it's interesting that they're, I'm not surprised that they're hearing in Montgomery, like when people whisper in my ear and they're thinking they're going to change, like, oh man, if we can get Sean to see our way. And sometimes people make, good, fair arguments. And if I can have my mind changed, I don't, I'm open to learning new information. But the argument there that Representative Fiddler said she got about the, hey, we'll use it to get the money back from people who got welfare money or something, that's disgusting on its face. And it's fiscally bobo. Look, they Google that, fiscally bobo. So the reason you should vote, like, and I'm a guy that since the jump here is my problem is not the gambling. My problem is this kind of, Dr. Thunder diet check brand of gambling that we're talking about here. I think we can do better. It's not that I'm saying we don't have the right. I think we can do better. I think this with limited forms and only certain players in there and not open to competition, I think that's my problem with it. It's not the actual gambling part of it. But the argument being made that, well, they need to pass it so people that are poorer people will go spend the money. This is convoluted. This is this kind of, so poor people are going to gamble at a higher rate than people have more money. So people are like, man, they got my tax dollars, which, by the way, Alabama as a state receives more in federal money than we kick in. Now, that doesn't mean to every person. There's definitely plenty of us that kick in more than we take. But so the idea would be, so let them gamble so that money will go back, and through the excise taxes from the state on the gambling, that money would come back what? It would come back to government. It's not going to be given back to the taxpayers, dummy. And it's really like a cold-hearted way. Not only is it stupid, it's cold-heartedly stupid. I mean, if you're going to be cold-hearted, be accurate, right? That's that libertarian streak where it may sound cruel, but it's very, very honest and very true. Don't be dumb. And then cold-hearted. If you're going to dumb. At least be nice about it, right? Let's see. Lauren says, let the people vote. Okay, but if we vote on this, let me throw a wrench in here. All right, let me pour some water in the diesel. If we vote on something that is not good, it says, well, it's the best we can do. Is it? I mean, if they gave you a deal that you go, well, we just want to have something instead of maybe holding off for a little bit longer till something that's better. This deal, as I see, I mean, I have a base problem with it because I think it is anti-competition. It picks winners and losers. You know, it says only these people and only this many. I mean, you see how that happened in the medical cannabis world when you say can only have this many people do this and they have to, instead of saying, here are the parameters, here are the guidelines. If you can fit inside these guidelines and come up with the capital, then you can participate. But number two, it's not even for all the, it's the diet check brand version of gambling. If we're going to do this thing, then let's do this thing. So I have a little more nuance than just straight up or straight down. So you say, let the people vote on what specifically? Do you think this is the best thing? Because if this gets through as written, do you know what a gargantuan effort it would have to be to undo it and change it going forward? Let's see, Jerry in Fort Morgan, the state should be embarrassed that it took a bill to protect our shoreline, and legislature should be ashamed that the bill didn't eliminate the feeds altogether. I actually completely agree with you, Jerry. It should be, if you are doing the thing that's not a bulkhead, which benefits not just your property, right? It benefits your property, obviously, with growing and aggregating land there, unless you have somebody with a bulkhead right next to it. But the fish and shrimp nursery that it is benefiting all the people on the water and all the people that use the water. So I agree with you completely. Let's see. Don said, you know, Sean, what would really be cool is if the money allocated for the natural shoreline restoration, if they could incorporate the shell-evator that Ben Raines talked about with you yesterday into that system. It would be cool. Which, by the way, you go back and listen to Ben and I talk yesterday about that shell-evator. It's a cool deal. It's a cool deal. I hope they win that big prize. And it all starts right here in Mobile Bay. Backstrap stacker. Okay, Mountain Lightning. So I said Diet Check, Dr. Thunder. Yeah, it's the Mountain Lightning version. I'd rather just have Mountain Dew gambling if we're going to do it, right? If we're going to have gambling, let's have Mountain Dew, not Mountain Lightning. David says Mississippi and Louisiana both have a casino, gambling, and similar percentage of poverty. We need to study how they kept their poor from falling into abject poverty and still have a casino gambling successfully. Listen, it's going to cause increased societal ills. But as I've argued over time, right now, like in our part of the state, those societal ills remain here. People go across the state line and gamble, and those societal ills come home. I am kind of still interested in someone was arguing to the representative that said that you need to pass gambling so we can get the money back from the people on welfare. That is like, well, if you have a problem with the welfare, then don't give them the money in the first place. That's a cockamamie way to get the money, isn't it? All right, coming right back. We'll get your phone calls at 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 1248, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile on this Friday. Back to the text line in a second. First to the phones, and Matt is in Sims. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Sean, how's it going, man?
I'm good, man. It's a Friday. How about you?
Oh, living it up, man. I'm cutting grass out here. Just turned off the Skag to call in. And let me give a brief plug to Robertsdale Power for some awesome service and awesome equipment. Been keeping me in the mowing business for 15 years.
Good stuff. I run that. I run one of their Skag Patriots. I think it's a 52-inch deck on that. So, yeah, it gets worked out.
Very familiar with them, man. They're awesome. They're good stuff. Mr. Pete out there is jam up. Yep. Along with the I know Mitch, the service manager. So, but anyway, getting back to this, two things I want to say, at least one before you cut me off for time. I think we have to have a special session on this period. I know it's not going to happen now, but you're going to have a governor come in there and force both houses' hands and just flat out tell them, I'm going to call session after session after session until you provide me two things, a clean lottery bill and a clean gambling bill. And until then, you're going to stay your butts up here.
I don't care
if you vote me out before. No, but I mean, follow me. You're going to stay your butts up here. We're going to get this crap done. Okay, plain and simple.
Okay.
And two, the voting, I do respect people's different viewpoints. Representative Fidler, Senator Elliott, all these people that come on here, especially some of them go to their safe space shows where they can throw their hyperbole vomit out there about, oh, well, it's not good for us. It's not good for everybody. 15 people, Sean, are holding up the state of Alabama for voting on something that's not even remotely what it could have been early this year. I mean, there's been compromise after compromise, and now we're down to 15 senators holding up everybody the chance to vote.
Don't you think, though, Matt, that it's not like – one of my reasons I think we can do better. I think this is Bobo, this version of it.
I know we can do better. I agree with you, Sean. But the problem is it's always the same hyperbole bullcrap. We get down to the end of the session. Well, this is all we got. Well, this is all we got. Well, we'll go next year. We'll go next year. Man, I've been listening to your show just like you have. This has been for 7 years, there's been some type of gambling talk. I mean, solid gambling talk. The past 3 years, we've had some strong legislation. It always comes down to this. The only way it's going to get done, and I know Governor Ivey listens to your show every day, you know, of course. But if you call a special session, brother, I mean, listen to people texting in your show.
Yeah.
Give us a chance to vote. I know Jeff Poor, he's rolling over there, curled up in a fetal position, mad, you know, that it's a republic. I know it's a republic. But you guys got all mad at the library boards for pissing everybody off about books. What y'all want to do? Well, we want to change the rules so we can vote different people into the library board. Well, don't you think people that want gambling, lottery, want the chance to vote on it? It's just that big of an issue. Plain and simple.
There it is.
That's just my two cents.
Hey,
I hope,
Matt,
you have a good weekend, brother.
You too, man. Thank you. And well thought out points. I enjoyed that, Matt. Let's see. We'll go to we can go back to phones, or we can go to the text line. Let me do this. Yeah, we'll grab, because how much time? Oh, yeah, we got time. Let's go to Larry next. Hey, Larry.
Hey, man. We can't even get bridges built, and you worried about a lottery? Come on.
How am I worried about it?
I'm for gambling, okay?
Do what?
I'm for gambling.
Okay, cool. So what kind? What, like, that's the thing I'm asking, like I was saying to Matt.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Ain't
like
crazy about big casinos.
But what's the, like, but if we're going to do this, right, we're going to change the Constitution, why don't we make it, because we can't just get lottery.
Everybody's old school on a Constitution. It ought to be somebody's right to vote in on it.
You have to, yeah, the vote would be to change, I mean, that's just the rules. You have to change the Constitution to allow for gambling, and then you can say, okay, what does it look like?
Well, change it.
I'll put you down as undecided, Larry.
By the way, we're not pathetic in living off taxpayers' money.
Huh?
You know what I mean? If you want to go gamble, so what? I don't care. I mean, seriously. Put it to the voters and not all this mumbo-jumbo senator and legislation and constitutional crap.
Now, why would we need
slavery?
Why do we need constitutions?
Because y'all don't read them.
Larry, appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend. Sounds like the weekend might have started early for Larry, but that's good. Can we? I need that for promo, Dalton. That's good stuff. The problem is I understand people get frustrated, and I'm trying to explain the rules of the road. I'm not saying it's right. It's just the way it is, as Bruce Hornsby wrote, right? There's a constitution, and it says what can be done. You have to amend the constitution to allow for gambling. Okay, then you do that with HB 151. Then the next step is, okay, now you've done that, what does it look like? You know, and Matt, you know, is making, I think, a pretty good argument there. Mine is, and he's right. I mean, we've gone through this multiple times. I just wonder if, I know it makes people frustrated. Oh, Sean's saying no. Well, I'm saying no because I don't think this is as good a deal as we can get. So mine's actually coming from maybe another angle that's not being talked about. If you want to do gambling, I'm good, but let's do it right. Let's not do the Dr. Thunder Mountain Lightning version of it. Let's get the name brand, right? Jason sent a story. I hadn't had a chance to read this, but he said there's a story right now about Florida having the second lowest paid teachers in America, but all the program gambling lotto advocates will tell us it solves educational problems. Not true. Would you see the numbers on the ETF when we were talking about that with Representative Fidler? The Education Trust Fund budget that they just passed, $9.3 billion. General Fund, $3.3 billion. And there's a number, and there's an interview I did a long time ago. I say a long time ago, maybe 2-3 years ago, where a study that even it was AL.com's people that did it with some other group. And I think it maxed out like at $8,000 per pupil or something like that, $7,000 per pupil. You didn't get any net. Like, as you went above that in spending, you got no benefit in education. We got some real problems here in the state, but I don't know that, yeah, you know, once again, my idea is if we have a lottery, if we have this lottery, it should go to pay for prisons, but that's why I'm not a politician, right? Now, this is a good point. Whoever this is wise beyond, I don't know what their years are, but said we could just cut out the middleman and let them gamble with food stamps and pay out in food stamps. There you go. If that's the logic that the person was telling Representative Fidler, well, you need to pass this so we can get money back from people that are on public assistance. That is just not only dumb, it's cold-hearted and dumb at the same time. So it'd be one or the other. But it's something. Dan says Larry's got stuff figured out. There you go. And somebody also suggested that Larry started his weekend early. Oh, thank you. Dan said the Mississippi Kites have returned to Midtown. Yeah, you know, with the... are they doing the big sweeping arches over Midtown? The kites are cool. They're cool birds. That guy was hammered. I don't know. Was he? It's Friday, though, you know. is the Larry who called in on gambling on Sean Sullivan's show kin to the Larry that calls Paul Feinbaum? No, I think it's a different one. A different one. So I got my own. Larry's in the cups early today. Sean says, is that Larry from Shelby? No, it's a different Larry. I think it's a different Larry. oh, my gosh. I'm not just going to go through all that. They're ganging up on Larry. We're not going to do that. I will say that, okay, we'll give this. David says, don't knock Diet Thunder. It's better than Diet Dr. Pepper. Well, first of all, that's blasphemy. And second of all, you know what I'm getting at. If we're going to gamble, we're going to do this thing, is something that has like limited electronic bingo and no, you know, no table games. So I'm actually on your side. If I'm going to do just lottery, and I know why we can't, but either do just lottery or like really make a real effort on this. The other thing I would like to see happen that won't happen is this be open to the free market. Let different players don't just decide, okay, only there'll be these seven casinos. And that's the only places they can do them. And what incentive do they have to be better if there's no competition? I mean, it's a gambling utility for the state. Like I said, we should put them under the Public Service Commission then. Sean in Baldwin County said, I'm fed up with this gambling issue. It only benefits a selected few, and the poor and ignorant get hurt. Lauren says, it does bother me that the money is going to the general fund and not earmarked. Well, no. There's a split in there. There's a bunch of it going to ETF in this. And we'll talk about that more next hour. Yeah, it's a split between the two. Listen, to quote, you know, I rarely do it because I hate to encourage him, but to quote Dale Jackson, if the gambling money was going to go to fund Hamas, there are people who still would say, you know, yay, gambling. It doesn't. That's something they argue about in Montgomery, that it's... you know, this where the money goes. There's a lot of people who don't give a tinker's damn about where the money goes. They just want to gamble. And I'm just saying, hey, if y'all want to maybe do this right, maybe you push back and say, yeah, you got to come at this better. We got to have more options here. Because once this thing, if this thing gets passed and it's ensconced in law, it's going to take a pretty heavy pry bar to get it loose and change it going forward. All right, going forward, hour number two of Midday Mobile on the way. Dale Leash from LandNap joins me. Lots to do. Stay right there.